Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 18th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is implacable, also pronounced implacable, and spelled I-M-P-L-A-C-A-B-L-E. Implacable is an adjective. It means not capable of being appeased, significantly changed, or mitigated. Not placable. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Clay Risen. His fellow cavers called Mr. Marion Smith the goat, and he certainly looked the part, with a compact, wiry body and a wispy caprine beard dangling below a well-cragged face. He was likewise goatish in his implacable determination to keep going through mud and cold and scraped shins, with little patience for those who couldn't keep up. The word implacable is rooted in the Latin word placare, meaning to soothe, but its im prefix is a variant of the negating prefix in, as in inactive, and it signals that there's nothing warm and fuzzy here. Someone or something described as implacable cannot be soothed, which usually means trouble. Implacable is most often attached to words like foe, enemy, hatred, and hostility. The opposite of implacable is, of course, placable. It means easily soothed, but sadly isn't called upon very often. Another placare word is likely more familiar, placate. It means to soothe or appease, and it's frequently applied when an angry person is made to feel less so. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.